Welcome to Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan-Green, and today our topic is going to be creating passive income streams. So we're just a few days from the end of the first half of 2022, ready to close that out. And in less than a week, it's going to be July 1st. Time flies when you're having fun, and I'll add that it's even more joyous when you have passive income streams set up in your business. So I discussed this recently on my Ask Connie Anything call. You can hear replays at AskConnieReaganGreen.com, and I'm going to go into much greater detail here today. So this month I'm traveling, and I'm grateful to spend time once again with family and friends and colleagues that I haven't hugged in person in 3 years. Virtual hugs are okay, but in person is the best. So during the years that I worked as a classroom teacher and part-time in real estate, and that was over 20 years, vacations were something that I saved up for a year in advance, and I would have to give up something and really scrimp and save, and I always felt like that was good because I would value the vacation time more. But the truth is, it was tough. It was difficult because while I was away from home, I had zero income coming in, and it was really tough making ends meet and also having money or time, you know, money to spend on time away from work, because we do need to have time away from whatever it is that we do. It's different for me now. I'll talk about that later. You know, I haven't created a life I need a vacation from. So instead, I travel and I get away to be able to do even more things for my lifestyle by design that I've created. But I want to talk in more detail about creating passive income. Once I started online, so this was 2006, I began to understand the value of passive income, and I began to set some things in place. So early on, and this was, I started in 2006, so this was 2007, I was at an event, a live event in North Carolina, and I was attending the event, and people that I already knew online that are still online, you would recognize their names if I shared them with you here, but I won't today. Those are people that, you know, I continue to learn from, and now we're friends and colleagues. And one of them made a comment during one of the breaks, and it rendered me speechless. And I'm introverted, but I'm not shy, and it's hard to make me be speechless, but this did it. What she said was, and I can picture us right there in the lobby area where they were serving, you know, coffee and this and that. And she said, "I make enough from recommending my autoresponder service to pay my mortgage every month." Now, I will tell you, this woman did not live in California, where our mortgages are very high, but even the lowest mortgage, and I knew that she had purchased a new home, she and her family, the year before, because I was reading about that in my emails. So it was still a sizable mortgage, a significant payment. And when she said that she was earning enough affiliate commission from recommending the autoresponder service to pay for the mortgage every month, I just didn't know. I had no response to that. And I was using the same service, but I had never thought about recommending it to others to create a passive recurring income stream. So that day, I became an affiliate. I wasn't an affiliate for that service before. And I began sharing my link with my community. So I was sharing it online, but I was also sharing it to people that I knew in person. So I had started with the Rotary Club, and I was doing some volunteering. And once in a while, fairly regularly, someone would say, you know, we'd love to be able to send emails out to the people that, you know, are interested in our nonprofit, are interested in volunteering with us or donating money or doing something. And I would just very quickly give them my affiliate link. And it worked. I started to build it up, and it was fantastic. So today, this is just one of 100 resources that I recommend to others regularly, and you can do the same thing. And if you, listening to Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing right now, if you're ready for an autoresponder service, you can start with a free account. Just go to connieloves.me/ aweberfree. ConnieLoves.me/aweberfree, AWEBERFREE. See how easy it is to do that? So I categorize passive income as anything that comes into your PayPal account or your bank accounts without you having to do any additional work. So yes, you must set it up initially. So technically, it's actually something called residual income, but we use the word passive income. Passive income, honestly, is something that you never had to do any work to set up. So the correct term, proper term, is residual income, but here I'm going to use those terms interchangeably. So we can think of it as a passive income stream. So how do you get started? Start with affiliate income. Now, you can become my affiliate at affiliatelinksandtools.com, and that way you'll get your personalized affiliate links. And what I recommend is that once you become my affiliate at affiliatelinksandtools.com, that you recommend my Action Habits Challenge. Why? And when you take a look at it, you're going to say, but wait, the actionhabitschallenge.com is free. How would I earn any money for free? Well, I just gave you a free link for AWeber, ConnieLoves.me/AWeberFree, but yet I continue to earn more money. Anything that you sign up for free, there will be opportunities for you to buy something in the future. The way AWeber works it is once you're at 500 subscribers, they'll begin charging you. Right now it's $19 a month. Once you have 500 subscribers on your list, you'll be happy to pay $19 a month to get all the extra features, all the bells and whistles, everything that's included with a paid account, because you'll be making some money. You'll definitely be able to pay the $19 a month out of your income from what you're doing. So with Action Habits Challenge, you're then cookied in for future sales. I have more than 50 current products, courses, and programs. And I'm the marketing madwoman, so yes, they'll buy something from me through you in the future. I can almost promise that. All they have to do is open the emails and get connected with me, and it will come from your recommendation, which is important. So I want to add here that I don't recommend that you sign up for everyone's affiliate program you find. Instead, look at what you're buying and from whom you are purchasing, and then join those affiliate programs. And too many times as new people, and I did this, we probably all do this, we find out about affiliate marketing, we're so enthralled with that idea of making money while we sleep that we want to sign up for everybody's program. But it doesn't make sense. It's not a good fit. So I would say for now, only sign up for the programs from people who you have some connection with. So here, maybe our only connection, you and I, is through the podcast, Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing. That's okay. I'm always hoping that you'll follow me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. And that you'll go to one of my three main sites, and ConnieReaganGreen.com is the first one. And when you do, then we're connected on a deeper level. And you can always write to me. I'm at ConnieGreenhouse@Yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. So just sign up for the affiliate programs for things that you're buying, things that you already bought in the last year. Don't go back any further than that. And with people that you now are building a connection with. And remember that affiliate programs like Amazon and many others, they don't create passive income. It's one and done. So you'll earn, like Amazon, you'll earn affiliate commissions on the day people purchase, and the cookie lasts for 24 hours. They change that from time to time. Right now it's a 24-hour cookie. So if people take a look at something, they add it to their cart or add it to their wish list, and then they end up buying within 24 hours, you'll get the commission. And also with Prime Day coming up, I think it's the 13th and 14th of July this year, 2022, you're getting increased commission. They just sent out emails about that, so that's a wonderful thing. So make sure that you understand the terms up front so you won't be disappointed down the road. So for me, I have lifetime cookies, and the only time your cookie doesn't stay in place is if another affiliate overwrites that cookie with a future offer. So the goal with all of this is for you to promote regularly so that you get people cookied in and re-cookied in so that your income just starts to grow. So you want to continue setting up your passive income streams by creating your own simple products. And yes, I mean simple, all caps, simple. Think of one small thing that you know you could share with someone else and create it as a low-cost, perhaps even $10, information product to sell online. One way to do this is by doing a short webinar. I use Citrix, which is GoToWebinar, and then I record it with Camtasia. There's so many ways to do this. You can do it through YouTube. There are just so many ways. And talk as long as you need to talk and share a screen if you need to share a screen and let people know what it is. So I was speaking actually with one of my clients recently who is very advanced with technology. She does all of her own tech work and everything. It doesn't make sense for her to outsource that because she knows it so well inside and out. She can do it more quickly and enjoys it. So at the end of our call, I said, you know, I have a tech question for you. And I asked her a question, something that I was confused about, and it had to do with my hard drive on my laptop telling me that it was getting full. And I thought, but I'm not saving anything to my hard drive. I'm saving everything to Dropbox or elsewhere. How could this happen? So she explained it to me very, very quickly and effortlessly. And I had another couple of questions, and then I understood. And I said, you're good with technology. This is something that you could share. So something like that, you would go into more detail. Perhaps she would talk for 30 minutes or 45 minutes and give even more information around doing things, cleaning up your hard drive and things like that. Because, yes, we can Google for the information, but 20 minutes later, I'm still trying to figure out what they meant on something, and I'm getting conflicting answers. And so I feel like the information isn't valid for me because I need one answer that's the right answer, as we all do. So this is an idea of something that you could, you know, do, set up a simple product. So my first product was on the topic of how to write short 250 to 500 word blog posts on your topic. I explained how to write the blog post. I used something called the 5-paragraph model, and it's very similar to what you learn in the upper grades in elementary school and into junior high, where you tell people what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. And you most likely are familiar with that. And I do have that available online, that model. But that worked for me, especially when I was doing 250, not even up to 500. I was doing 250 to 300 word articles initially. And I taught people how to do this, and then I said that after a day or more, to give Google and the other search engines a chance to index the content to you, I explained how to share that same content to the article directories that were popular at that time. Because this was 2007, we've come a long way since then. Blog posts are longer. You really want 750 to 1,000 words. That's ideal. And the article directories have really gone by the wayside in favor of syndication sites such as Medium.com. So I'm Connie Reagan Green on Medium. Find me over there and follow me and create your own account. You know, but I'm digressing. And also I teach extensively. My longest ongoing course, virtual course, is called syndicationoptimization.com. And that's where I teach every detail about content creation, content marketing, and content syndication. But yes, I am digressing. So the point I'm making is that I shared information and details about something I was doing successfully. And in the beginning, we're all figuring things out. So I was doing it successfully, but every day or every week I was learning more. And creating that as a product really helped me. It encouraged me to keep learning more and sharing more so that my product, my course, would be as up-to-date and as helpful as possible. So I was doing this successfully. I turned it into a product, and I sold that product for several years. So I did the work once, sold it more than 1,000 times to others who were interested in the topic and would benefit, And all I did was go in and update it. About once a month, I'd go in and spend maybe a full hour doing, you know, some type of updates or adding just a short information and saying, oh, this has changed. Make sure to update that. And it's the same thing I do for all of my courses and products now and for syndication optimization. Every time I teach that live, I update that. And that helps you, but it also helps everybody that's bought in to your program. So I want to see you do this. And now, one ebook is not a business. And I have people regularly that say, well, if I write an ebook, then I'll be in business. Well, it's a business model. It's the start of what could be a lucrative business model for you. But you can earn income even when you give your ebook away for free. And this would be the Kindle version if you have it on Amazon. And Jim Edwards has the hands-down best training available. Go to ebookwritingprofits.com, ebookwritingprofits.com. So I'll point out here that when you go there, yes, that's my affiliate link, ebookwritingprofits.com, this doesn't build me ongoing passive income. Why? It's one and done. When you buy there, there are no upsells. You will be connected with Jim and everything that he's teaching, but I'm only being paid once. That's fine. You want to do that for things that you believe in and want to recommend, but you also want to look at things that are ongoing so that you have those passive income streams. And also, you know, take a look at the free ebooks, because an ebook, if this is something you want to pursue in your entrepreneurial journey and for passive income streams, take a look at connieloves.me/KindleFreeBusiness. connieloves.me/KindleFreeBusiness. That will be in real time what you are able to download for free. Now, again, that's not passive income, but if you make a purchase of something else while you're there during that 24-hour period, then yes, I will earn income. And so will you from getting your affiliate link on Amazon. So the next step in creating passive income is to set up an affiliate program for your products. So I wanted you to create a simple product. It's a good way to really get started with your business and to be perceived in a very different way than you typically would be when you have no products. There's a hard distinction between people that only promote affiliate offers, and there's nothing wrong with that. But once you create even one product, and just in the past few months, the spring of 2022, I noticed two people that I've met in person several times at events. One of them has come to my event several times, and the other one I've met at other people's events where I've been speaking over the past years, and they've both created one product that really is a signature product for them. It's about a topic that they know quite a bit about. And that makes a difference. All of a sudden, they're perceived very differently. So I want you to do that, to create just one simple product. And it can be a $10 product, but then you start setting up your affiliate program. And to get started with that, I'm going to recommend ThriveCart. It's the fastest, easiest, least expensive way for you to get started. Go to connieloves.me/ThriveCart, ThriveCart, to get started. And you'll pay a one-time fee, no monthly bills for you. Once you pay, and make sure you get the full package with the affiliate program, then you're in for life. And that program's been going on for years, and I watch all the people involved with that. I'm an affiliate for, and I'm not using ThriveCart because I already was started with another program with Nanocast. And you'll see that when you go to affiliate links and tools. So there was no need for me to switch over to ThriveCart, but I recommend it to everybody I work with, everybody I encounter. So then you will be able to recruit affiliates, ask people that you know. Ask people that you know on Facebook, ask people that you know in person. If you're building a list already, I hope that you are. Then, and if you go over to medium.com, you're actually building a list there. And you can even export and import and this and that from Medium. But you're going to ask people to please recommend your product. And it's digital. I recommend 50% commission. And that way, other people are helping you build passive income for years to come. It's fantastic. So you're going to do networking, connecting and making new friends, and ask them to be your affiliate. And it's also the way to grow your business exponentially in the very shortest amount of time. So I'm also going to recommend that you create a free product that affiliates can recommend easily, like my Action Habits Challenge. Now, this wouldn't be the same as a report or a lead magnet or something that people could already get for free on your website. There's a misconception about that, that once you create a lead magnet, even if it's 25 pages and as professionally written and published as possible, you don't want to do that as your free product. Instead, spend a little time, make some effort, create something. With Action Habits Challenge, when people opt into that for free, I have a funnel that now lasts for a year and 8 months, 20 months, unless they unsubscribe. So you want something that you can take some time with and that will be a joy for you to add to over time, because you only need to be ahead of the first person that opts in. So with Action Habits Challenge, I was the first person who opted into that when I created that. And every 2 to 4 weeks, I add a new message so that I'm always going out. So right now, I'm about 2 months ahead of myself. So if I don't add another message for 2 months, people won't run out of messages. But this is a way that you can be known for something. I wanted to be known more for habits. So the actionhabitschallenge.com is perfect. So remember, the value to affiliates is to be able to recommend one of your products initially and then be cookied in for future sales of all the products that you create over time. And I can't tell you how much income I earn every single day from people that I promote them once in a while, but not every month even. And because I have so many people cookied in, I continue to make sales. Now, I'll bring up another point here. There is no requirement or obligation that you continue to promote someone that you're an affiliate for, but I feel a moral and ethical obligation. If I'm earning income from something and I still love it and love the people and benefit from everything that I'm buying from them, then I'm going to make sure that I recommend on a regular basis, and it might be on social media, it might be within my emails to my list. It might be people in person, which I recommend on a regular basis, which is why it's good to have a link like connieloves.me/aweberfree or connieloves.me/thrivecart. And because of all of that, then I'm able to do things in a much bigger way. And you get that with a pretty link. Go to connieloves.me/prettylink, singular, connieloves.me/prettylink, and you can set that up on your own so that you have those affiliate links that are easy to share and easy to remember. So your passive income streams will begin as a trickle, but once you make some effort to grow your income in this way, those trickles, they're going to turn into a massively flowing waterfall. Picture a waterfall that you've visited or that you've seen a photo or on television or in a movie or something, and that's what's going to happen. That waterfall is just going to be gushing. Think of Niagara Falls, even. So set yourself up for success by setting a goal that inspires you with this, making a plan for putting everything into place, and giving yourself a deadline to reach a specific monthly amount of passive income. So for me, initially, my goal was $100 a month. And that was a realistic goal for me at that time. Now, I'm able to make many thousands every month doing what I'm sharing with you today. So during all those years I worked in real estate, more than 20 years, I chased that elusive dream of passive income. I made money in real estate, but I can't say more than about 5% of that was truly passive. So instead of working hard for every dollar you earn, isn't it finally time to work smart and set up streams of passive income that will pay for years to come? I'm Connie Reagan Green. This is Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. Visit me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. And at my main site, ConnieReaganGreen.com. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. Green is the color, no E on the end, ConnieReaganGreen.com. And I would love to connect more personally with you.